Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go.
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School. I'm Matt Donnelly, and we are broadcasting from Show Creator Studio South here in the entertainment capital of the world. This week, Penn and Teller continue to prep for their upcoming season of Fool Us, their tour in England, and Penn still has to do stuff in Spain, and then other things happen as well. We made friends along the way, is what I'm saying. Here he is, Preach the Love, Penn Jillette.
Yeah, preaching love. You know, Monday, the 22nd of May, is a very important day. First of all, Sun Ra's birthday.
Oh.
Sun Ra's birthday. May 22nd.
Now, was he hatched?
He was born on Saturn.
Uh-huh.
So we're going by the Earth years.
Okay.
My son Zoltan's birthday, May 22nd.
This explains a lot.
There's a lot of Sun Ra in my son. More than that, last day of school.
Yeah, so I was going to say, that's true for me. I didn't know if that was also true for both of your children. Yes, last day of school here
in Nevada. Last day of school. And for Mox, last day of school.
That's nuts.
Zoltan's got another year. My wife asked my mother-in-law today, she said, I wonder if Moxie has any summer school to catch up on. And my mother-in-law said, wisely, I don't think she's going to do it.
I forget where we left off. College in the works? No college?
Who gives a flying fuck? Mox is the first in her family to have finished high school. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things we can imagine happening after Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Are Mox is sick of show business.
Right.
Decides to go to college and be a nuclear physicist.
That's on the wheel.
Easy.
Yeah.
Mox could also love show business, decide to play cruise ships forever.
Right.
Mox could also host a TV show. We don't know.
Yeah.
She can move to Belgrade to a show there. We don't know. Anything is possible. And the idea that
you go— Writer's strike could make her not go into TV. Yeah. Then she goes to college. Then the writer's strike's over and she drops out of college. That could happen.
When I was a child—
Uh-huh.
Going from high school to college, you just did.
Yeah.
You just did it.
I remember, I still remember going to the, sign up for the high school, meet my guidance counselor, sign up for classes or whatever. And they said to me, college prep? And I said, what? And my dad said, yes. And I said, what does that mean? It means you want to take classes so you can go to college. I was like, yeah, that's high school.
Yeah.
And it did not hit me. It didn't hit me until then that someone could go to high school without planning on going to college.
Yeah. And I didn't, as you know.
Right.
I didn't go to college.
I gave it the old college try myself, which I believe is a year and a semester.
But now, especially, why wouldn't you go to college at 25 instead?
Yeah. First off, it's easier to get in.
Yeah.
At 25.
Is it?
Yeah, if you do any kind of adult education program anywhere else and you're an adult trying to also get college credits from a college, it's usually a much different process to get in and to start taking classes than it is trying to come in through high school. And then you kind of know what you want to do.
Yeah. You probably know how to study. I bet I could almost go to college now. I think I have some of the skills I would need.
What do you want to go for? I don't know.
If I were to go to college... I think I would try, I don't know. When I look at what's available in college, I want to do everything.
Yeah.
I would take the hardest college I could possibly do now.
You would love college more now than as a 18 or 19-year-old.
I would love, at about the age of 30, I would have loved to go
talking
to college.
To professors have a real area of expertise, talking about what they love.
Yeah. I would have loved it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I had Letterman to do. But I was Saturday Night Live. I would have loved it. Loved it. Loved it. I don't know. I don't know at all.
During the pandemic, I had a bug on my ass about possibly trying to figure out a law degree.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only still out of that was only because my father's a lawyer and so was his parents. And so I thought none of us became lawyers. One of us should maybe just have a degree. But my brother, my younger brother, married a lawyer. So we're good.
Covered.
The generational link continues.
Done. So I don't know what, and I don't even talk to Mux about it.
Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have some sort of, we bought some sort of college thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Some money sink.
So you have the college thing. Great.
Yeah. But I don't care.
Z.
We don't know what Z's going to do. Zoltan seems to want to go to college and doing nothing to make that possible. I mean, I think that he's counting on me buying a building. I think that's the plan for college. I don't know. He'll do whatever the hell he wants to.
I'd like one of the three of you to do quantum physics.
Yeah. Boy, that's hard, you know.
I just want to find out whether or not it's bullshit.
My littlest brother did some quantum physics stuff. He has a chemistry degree.
You know that skill set where you're supposed to be able to tell, like a second grader, how something works?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can he do that?
No, he's tried, though, with me.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
I think Rob Pike could do it, Randy.
Okay.
I think Rob Pike.
I'll give him a call.
And I think Richard Feynman could have done it, too. I think Richard Feynman may do it in a book called QED, although not for a second grader. So maybe not. But he has said you need to explain it well enough to put it in a bumper sticker. Mm. He's done that a few times. So,
all right.
But where was I getting to? I was talking about something. Where were we getting? Oh, 22nd.
22nd. Maybe
Sun Ra,
mm-hmm.
Zoltan,
mm-hmm.
Last day of school.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even touch the real excitement. May 22nd.
No, okay.
May 22nd is, as far as I know, I may be wrong, Ready Rich is giving the first party that I'm invited to. Is that true?
Yes.
You're not a big party planner. It's not like, oh, you're going to Ready Rich's party this week? That doesn't come up. Yeah. It's a special thing. So May 22nd, Sun Ra's birthday.
One second, I'm just checking my emails. For evites.
Yeah.
I can't seem to.
Yeah.
I must have
went right to spam.
Let me check the junk. Yeah, let me check the junk mail. Like
what are you calling this party, Ready Rich?
Hot Ones Party.
Hot Ones Party. Do you know there's a television program called Hot Ones?
Yes, where they try different heated buffalo wings.
Yeah. Well, Ready Rich has bought every sauce that is featured on Hot Ones every season.
Wow.
How many little bottles of that golden goodness have you got there?
For this party, it is 6 seasons, and that is 40 sauces.
40 sauces.
40 sauces.
40 hot sauces. Now, how are you on spicy?
Not great.
If we were an Indian restaurant and they mm-hmm. said, Matt, what would you like, 1 to 10?
3 or 4.
Okay. I'm always 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Always 9 or 10.
Do you qualify that with Indian or Thai hot?
I don't, but I probably should. I
think they know looking at you.
That's it. I kind of look at them like a puppy dog about to cry. 3, I say, and they just know to go back there and be like 1.
Yeah, but just not embarrassed.
That guy doesn't want to look like an asshole in front of everyone he's eating dinner with.
Yeah. Hondro, you know, is proud of not liking anything spicy.
Oh.
And he will tell you, not a Spanish thing. That's a Mexican thing. No.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I will sometimes enjoy it, but it's not something I generally appreciate in a large amount. I'll have a bite of a very spicy thing and understand the taste of it. After the first bite, I can't taste anything but the heat, and so I don't enjoy it.
Right. I don't want to taste anything except heat, ever. I'd like things spicy.
Yeah.
I do. Of course, with real connoisseurs, they like all these sauces. My favorite sauce is Tabasco. And with connoisseurs, they just say, oh, Tabasco, yeah. You shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I like to put on a lot of it so you see it everywhere.
You're like a guy who asks for ketchup at a steakhouse. That's basically what saying Tabasco is.
That's what it is. Ketchup at a steakhouse. That's what I am. So where are we going and what are we doing, Reddy?
I don't think I want to say on the air where we're going.
Oh, that's right.
It is a public place.
I'll be on my way to the beach with my children. I think it's funny that the last day of school in Nevada is a Monday. That's just like an extra just fuck you to every parent out there. Everyone knows Fridays exist. They don't care. And so we have to go out on Monday, and then they make it a half day. So it's just a sarcastic, like, no, not out of school yet. I mean, it has to be the lowest attended day ever. But we are picking our kids up and going right to Laguna Beach out there. And then we're going to go to, I guess I don't want to say either, but I'll say it. Then we're going to go to Disneyland.
Oh.
I don't want to say because then if you guys all go, then the lines get longer. So, you know, I don't know. Don't join us.
Are you saying the last day of school you go to Disneyland?
The day
and
after.
And you think you're the only ones?
The only good news is that I think California is still in school.
Ah.
It's Nevada that gets out. So.
How many people in California go to Disneyland?
Oh,
I mean. It's other places.
Well, also now the internet's ruined all that anyway. There's all these different sites that track light days. And so those days pile up anyway and stuff like that. So there's no good sneaky day to go to Disney.
There is a really good, there's a set of terms for predictions that affect the predictions and predictions that don't.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're predicting gravity.
Yes.
You know, how far that's going to go, velocity. Your prediction doesn't change it.
Right.
There's a name for predictions where the prediction changes it.
Oh, yeah.
So
we'll find that out.
This is the lightest. This is the lightest day at Disneyland.
Yeah.
No.
Not anymore. Right. Yeah. So yeah, we're just going to plow ahead and just do it anyway. We don't. That'd be fine.
There's an amusement park out by where I used to live in Indiana. I think your partner, Paul, worked there for a while. Kings Island.
Yes. He was a.
I worked Kings Island.
What? Did you?
I worked. Sure. Penn and Teller, they had a traveling Renaissance festival.
Oh.
And it worked Kings Island, I think. Or is it Kings Dominion? Is that a different place?
Kings Dominion is a different place.
Okay. Who cares?
Yeah. Paul was a Klingon there.
Oh, because, Paramount bought it later on.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, people from the area would just go in because it was just a neighborhood on the backside of it. So you just park in somebody's yard.
And you could walk right into the
You could walk right in, not pay admission. And the internet killed that.
Yeah, that's the whole. A lot of the customers always right culture has gone away because of the internet too, and that kind of stuff.
But what's going to happen when we go to this undisclosed location on the 22nd?
So I think it's the journey to the location that was the topic, right?
What are you talking? Oh yeah, I mean the
finding the right place to accommodate everybody.
Yeah. See, I am a insufferable vegan.
Right.
That's the way I'm introduced by my friend Christy Pitchford. She goes into a restaurant and says, this is my friend. He's an insufferable vegan.
So I went looking for a chicken wing that I like and a vegan wing that I like at the same location, and that does not exist.
Huh.
So then I went to just wings that I think are my favorites, and I could not get management to sign off on any of them. They're afraid to bring outside sauces in.
I see.
And I found a couple places that had compromises with okay wings and okay vegan wings. And I asked all my vegan friends which ones were the best.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me a list of places that have no vegan food at all.
Really?
Thinking that they're vegan.
Like what? What are they? What you're saying is the cauliflower vegan wings are not vegan.
Correct. They have egg in the breading and dairy in the sauce.
And dairy in the
sauce. Dairy in the sauce.
Because they're just making buffalo sauce.
Oh, right.
Butter and Tabasco.
Yeah.
Or Frank's.
Yeah, all the good, actual, pure vegan places that would make a vegan wing in my neighborhood have closed. They're not still open. Like, we used to have a Veggie Nation. We used to have a couple other places like that. And they've all gone away.
There's still a couple of those in town, but those weren't the places that were on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That all my vegan friends recommended.
Yeah. Well, because I know I might be one of those friends, because I think you texted me that. And Sarah doesn't like fake vegan chicken anything.
Right.
So she likes a good buffalo cauliflower. She probably
would
but
be
for wings, yeah. They don't usually do fake chicken wings. They usually do cauliflower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but
yeah.
They bred it.
Yes.
And that's the problem. Yeah, but when you're saying at places like Vegination, when they bred it, they're actually vegan though, right?
Correct. I just didn't go to one of those because, yeah. A, they don't have wings at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So even a bad one, I couldn't get there.
Yeah, yeah.
And B, it wasn't anything that anybody was recommending. They weren't going to that one. They would say, oh, I love this one.
What was the this one they were saying?
California Pizza Kitchen was one of them.
Ah, I see. And they have a cauliflower, but they don't make them vegan.
Correct. It's a breaded cauliflower with egg.
Do they advertise them as vegan?
Yes.
Ah.
That happens a lot, I'm actually realizing. There's a lot of places that have buffalo cauliflower as an appetizer with a little V symbol next to it on the appetizer menu that I'd never thought for a second to think, of course there's butter in the hot sauce of the buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
Well, that was the lesson for me. I'd already known that restaurants lie. We just talked about one a week or two ago.
We're on to you, restaurants. This is the podcast putting you on blast.
What I
so that means our next president might be restaurants. Is that what you're getting to? Restaurants are president of the United States of America.
Make America delicious again.
What I didn't know was that the reason that they lie is because a lot of vegans want to be lied to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. That's true.
So now do I have an obligation to correct all the people that gave me those listings?
I think so. I think you should tell them.
Yeah.
Should I say here that the call is coming from inside the house?
I did recommend a buffalo cauliflower place. That you're right. I'm not surprised at all that Sarah and I like the buffalo cauliflower from not California Pizza Kitchen. What's it called? Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
But we don't go. I mean, we've gone there like twice. It's not like we always go there for like our crazy vegan night out or anything like that.
By the way, there's never been a crazy vegan night. I mean, in world, not in your life, in the world.
No. And my wife will still have like fish twice a month. We both don't get too uptight about if an egg is an ingredient in a larger thing, we tend to not be that upset about it. Mm-hmm. So we're not great vegans anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
And those all slide around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But one of the reasons is if anything stops me from eating anything, it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So if I say, oh, there's an egg in that, I'm not going to eat it, then I've probably eaten less that day. That's all it's accomplished.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's all it's accomplished. The egg itself would not be unhealthy to me.
Yeah.
But the whole thing would put more food into my system that day. So good. I'm not having
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some article, only one article, I haven't seen a bunch on it, but some article said that basically that plants can express pain or do express pain when they're mm-hmm. they're being chopped or whatever.
They certainly do.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, that's it. It's over.
It's all well, over that is, you know, I just want to make this clear
yeah.
because some people might misunderstand.
Yeah.
I am not a spokesperson for the Jain religion.
Yes.
Because a lot of times they'll say, Penn Jillette, well-known spokesman for libertarianism.
Yeah.
Well-known spokesman for atheism.
Yeah.
Well-known spokesman for Jain.
You are a well-known spokesperson for Jane in that you're the only person I know who's ever talked about it.
Well, I'm not a libertarian.
Yeah.
I am an atheist.
Yeah.
I'm not a Jane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they only eat stuff that falls naturally to the ground.
It's
right?
very complicated.
Yeah.
Being a I read about it because I got really interested in it.
Yeah.
And there's once again, it's like talking about Christians.
Yes.
You can say all Christians are crazy, fuck them, and you're done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you want to talk about Christians believe in a virgin birth.
Yes.
You got to go, some of them believe in a virgin birth from a lizard. Some of them believe in,
yeah.
you know, there's everything.
Some are like, that story is weird, but I like hanging out with my friends on Sunday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a whole spectrum.
Like, there's one Amish guy who has a cell phone in his bar and he uses that to order pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone in the village is like, good for that guy. I'm glad he's doing that.
Right.
Right. But there is a guy with a cell phone who's an Amish guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And with the Jains, it's the same. But there is a sect of Jain that they end up starving themselves to death.
Oh.
That is one of the religion's goals. I will just starve to death.
Yeah.
At the end of, which they just did in Africa. Some Christian sect starved everybody to death.
Ugh.
The preaching. And, you know, Janes cover their mouths, some of them, so they couldn't breathe in an insect. You know, they carry a little broom with them.
Yeah.
So they can't step on anything ahead of them.
I'm going to ask if you're going to install a street sweeper on the front of your freshly damaged car. Mm.
And they'll do all sorts of stuff. They won't, there's no root vegetables because they are still living when you eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't pick stuff off a tree and it can't be living.
Yeah.
So, but the wacky thing is that,
it's going to be really funny when Reddy brings 40 hot sauces to a Jane restaurant.
I got real interested. I've been interested in Janes for a while. I think it was Ripley's Believe It or Not when I was like 16. There's a religious sect that wears cloth over their mouth so they don't inhale insects, which is something I don't want to do anyway.
Right.
Even when I was a carnivore, carnist, I guess is the word they use, I did not want to breathe insects.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know anybody that wants to breathe insects, but they put cloth. So I was interested in that. And when you fly Virgin Airlines, they have their meal choices. They have kosher, vegetarian, vegan, and Jane.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, I'm wondering what Jane is flying Virgin Airlines where a goose could get sucked into the jets. Also, never mind the insects you might breathe in. When you move a jet at 600 miles an hour through the air, isn't there going to be like one June bug that might get taken out by that?
It's probably like a windshield wiper on the runway?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a little sweeper going ahead of the wheels of the jet. And we've all seen the goose get sucked into the...
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I guess like they have what are those little whistles you can put on your cars to warn deer that you're coming? Have you seen these?
No.
The places that you put them in the hood of your car or something like that, and when the wind will make a noise, it's supposed to make deers know that you're coming.
Deers? So they don't
deer?
Nieces.
Deeropuses.
that deer you're coming.
So they don't get hit. And then on them, there's a warning that says... Warning, does not work on deaf deer.
It doesn't say
it does.
It doesn't say
it. It does say it on there. Yeah. And my buddy Paul, he went to Pittsburgh, he had to buy him for his back streets to his house. And when he read the expression, does not work for deaf deer, he said he got so depressed just thinking about the life of a deaf deer. So maybe the airlines... Maybe they clip them onto the engines.
Does not work on deaf geese.
Does not work on deaf
Although,
geese.
Although, I think if you've got a fucking jet, aren't you making enough noise?
Tell the geese that took Sully down, you know?
That's right. It was geese, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Geeses.
Geeses. Geeses for my nieces.
Deerses.
Deerses and geeses.
So anyway, there's also, I read about Jane, and if you go to the, what's that great Indian restaurant that's in town that I just love?
You mean the one at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino?
No. I haven't been there with you.
I think your wife took me there. It's on Spring Mountain?
Yeah. It's really good. And one of the things on the menu, one of the choices is Jane.
Really?
You can get Jane food.
Are there, Jane's living out here?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just nuts like me. There are Janes in town?
Yes. We have a large Asian and Indian population.
Are you looking up Janes?
I'm looking at best Indian food. Mm-hmm. Not mint.
Mint! That's it. Mint.
Mint.
It's mint.
Mint.
Mint. Mint has Jane. Can you imagine how insufferable I would be if my diet was strictly Jane?
Christy would not take you out.
Yeah, no. no onions, no garlic.
Oh, that's just, there goes the whole flavor profile. now you're having bad chili, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Just basically gazpacho. There's nothing in it. There's not. Gazpacho's all onion. What am I talking about? Never mind. I'll stop talking, but I can't imagine a life without onion and garlic. That's all I know.
Onion garlic is good.
Yeah.
But, you know, garlic bread, what you learn when you become a vegan
yeah.
is that garlic bread is mostly butter.
Yes. Yes.
What you like about garlic bread is they put wet butter on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you realize.
Yeah.
Because you used to think that that was the taste of garlic. That's not the taste of garlic. That's the taste of butter.
Yes. Structure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was like, and then it's out in L.A., the smokehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we found out the secret of their garlic bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use the macaroni, Kraft macaroni and cheese powder.
Yeah, the powder that you make the cheese out of. Yeah. They just put it on the top and bake it.
Yeah.
That's an incredible hack. That's incredible.
Well, it reminds me of one of, you know, P.J. O'Rourke,
yeah.
who I loved as a writer.
Yeah.
P.J. O'Rourke, just a fabulous writer. He put out this book that I did not read, but I read one excerpt from it that was so funny and also sounded good. It was talking about college students' cookbook.
Yeah.
And he said the college student cookbook was instant iced tea sprinkled on toast as cinnamon toast.
Wow, I bet that's good.
That's really
good. I bet that's good.
Really good, yeah.
I'd eat that. I would try that.
I mean, it's toast with caffeine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you were a kid, they made the you know, the mix or whatever. You just wanted to drink it down to get to that last sip where
yeah.
all the undissolved stuff came in one sugary goop
yeah.
at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinkle that on toast with some butter.
I'm in.
That's
I'm
good eating.
That's good.
That's
good. I'm actually picturing like the, yeah, I'm picturing the big Pathmark tub, you know, the cardboard tub, just sprinkling that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not against this at all. I might report back next week.
That's why. Well, here's the thing that we're talking food now.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that Robbie brought up
mm-hmm.
that I think is insane. But Kurt tried it, said it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Tomato, mayonnaise, and peanut butter sandwich on white bread.
Out. No. What? No.
You can look it up on the interweb.
Two goos?
Two goos. Two goos in a fruit.
I'm not into two goos. I'm not into two goos. This is what all fast food tries to get away with. You know, you're like, oh, those burgers are tough for me. But they put two goos on, and at home, I would never put two goos on my burger. I'd look like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it, and so I order from them.
Yeah.
I think that's why they're all in business.
Yeah.
Oh, peanut butter and mayonnaise?
Peanut butter, mayonnaise, and tomato on white bread.
All of it, I'm... No, I'm trying. I'm trying to get there, and I can't do it.
Let me see that Jane menu again.
But you can look it up on the interweb, and there's people that eat mayonnaise. Of course, looking up on the internet, you can find people who do anything. Yeah.
But it's a trend. It's a phase. People are doing it.
I don't know.
I can't even, because it's the peanut butter and mayonnaise, it's in the peanut butter and tomato. I can't see the complement in either ingredient that way.
Yeah, peanut butter does seem like the outlier in that particular.
We've known mayonnaise and tomato have been teaming up with everyone for years. Those two are the most sociable combo on the lunch menu you'll ever see.
But peanut butter tends to dominate.
Yeah, peanut butter really is a leader and not a follower. It's rare that it's a compliment.
Yeah.
It's usually the prime ingredient of whatever it is that it's a part of.
Now, here is our here's our moneymaker. We're opening a chain restaurants featuring the peanut butter mayonnaise tomato sandwich.
I gotta tell you, we threw all of our money into this food truck, and every festival we go to, they just I don't know if they don't know where we are or they can't find
it's
us.
It's funny because all the other trucks have like lines forever.
I don't know if our truck doesn't look open when it is.
I don't know.
I can't figure it out.
We have our logo, which is the talking peanut butter mayonnaise tomato sandwich.
Very expensive to get made.
We call them Mayo Nutty Tom. Mayo Nutty Tom.
We pay $15 an hour. We pay legit wages for yeah. that, for Mayo Nutty Tom to go around and let people know we're open.
He shakes hands with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got beat up at the roadie.
You can leave the mayo. The other two just run along.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's not our... that's not the project that gets us out of podcasting.
That's where the money is.
That's where the money is.
Yeah, Jane Fast Food.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I am, you know, I think probably in my heart I'm a Jane.
I think so.
I think so. Just fighting against it.
But. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think if you found like a Jane meal you really enjoyed, it would become a staple for you very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, every time I, maybe when I fly, I don't know if I'm flying Virgin or...
Imagine you would associate yourself with people that accidentally starve themselves to death.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like something you would like as an aspect of your personality.
I do. I read a whole book on fasting. And of course, when they get to the end of the book on fasting,
yeah,
they go, and then there's the Janes.
Well, you do it as a challenge. They do it as a lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They must look really good in their clothing, though.
They really do.
They do.
They really do. It just hangs off them, yes, really nice.
The garments just express themselves, yeah, properly on the skinny little bodies.
Yeah. The garments express themselves. Hey, Matt Donnelly.
Yes.
Look at my face.
Okay.
Look at my face. Does it look better? Does it look smoother?
It does.
It feels good. I got to tell, we got a brand new sponsor to our show, Caldera Lab. Say goodbye to generic face wash on your counter because Caldera Lab is here to save the day when it comes to your skin. Backed by a leading clinical trial where 9 out of 10 men experience healthier and visibly improved skin like mine. Caldera Lab has the tools to unlock your best first impression and confidence. Today we have an exclusive office for our audience. You can find out for yourself why so many men trust Caldera Lab for their skincare needs. Okay? Look at this. I used Clean Slate,
okay,
which was a way to kind of wash my face. Then I put on the base layer with a nutrient-dense, fortifying moisturizer. Then I put on the good, which is this other kind of stuff, and it made my whole face. It's not like I'm wearing makeup, because I don't like the feeling of wearing makeup.
Right.
But it feels like softer and smoother. I like it. Okay. I guess it's supposed to get rid of wrinkles and fine lines and reduce the visibility of all that, and it probably does. They test that kind of stuff. But for me, it was fun to do. You know, it's like potions and stuff.
Yeah.
And it also feels really good. So get 20% off with our code
PEN
at CalderaLab.com. CalderaLab.com. That's 20% off at CalderaLab.com by using the code
PEN.
Unlock your youthful glow and be ready for summer with Caldera Lab. Now I'm going to spell this, okay? CalderaLab.com and the code is
PENN.
I'm wearing it now. It's pretty good. I like it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what else? I guess we got nothing to say about, there's nothing interesting about Trump. Everybody's saying everything.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm supposed to keep track of. Like, they're already appealing the $5 million, right? And so that'll go somewhere that might be unpleasant. And then, even if it doesn't, will he pay? And then if he doesn't pay, will he get punished for not paying? See, like, I can already just see all of it being so unsatisfying that I don't really want to follow it that close.
Never lands.
Yeah. I think E. Jean Carroll is fascinating in that the story came out as like, it was like literally like the sixth or seventh chapter in a book she was just publishing on what it meant to be in New Yorker. Yeah. It was just her fascinating life as a New Yorker. And it was an unpleasant experience, but she threw it in as just like, this is a dumb thing that happened to me. It was other people who were like, that's a legit terrible thing that happened to you and you should do something about it. And she did. And I think that's fascinating, you know? So it really takes away the like just hired gun trying to take him down kind of energy. It was like already out there as a thing before the law and everything else. So I'm happy that she stood up.
Makes me want to vote for him twice. Do you see that dipshit saying that?
Yeah, people say that. Like
one of the Republican senators or congressmen said, makes me want to vote for him twice.
I mean,
and I don't think he meant because sexual assault. That's unfair to him.
Yes.
Why? Why?
Because he would be to you. No.
Why did that flow over me? Why did that let's be fair to him? I believe he says because of the injustice of the New York court system, I want to vote for him twice because that would undo the injustice. What?
I mean, it is proven.
Is that an excuse for me? Because it's Mother's Day to eat like bagels and vegan cream cheese like a pig because we're celebrating the mothers in our lives?
That's
your plan.
Yeah, that's my plan. Yeah.
I don't think it is. I think I'm still supposed to be stoic and Jane.
Yeah. It's not we're not mothers. We don't, we really have nothing to do with the equation. So yeah, why celebrate? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the thing is that like the man lies. I mean, George Santos is in first, right? First place liar.
Does he beat Trump?
I think so, at the rate and audacity of the lies.
Yeah.
But then Trump is second and is a distant third. Like, he gets on television and lies at an incredible rate in a way that's been proven lies. And also, like I give up in trying to, like, care that much because, like, once he took everyone's money for election fraud and it was exposed that he just stole millions of dollars for his own purposes, and that all these organizations found absolutely nothing that was prosecutable or findable in the elections, and that like that it was actually an action item by multiple organizations in multiple states, like it was pursued, and all he did was make millions of dollars doing it, and that still is not enough for anyone to change their approach to anything. I give up.
Yeah, we got ourselves in a pickle here. We got ourselves in a pickle.
I mean, for me, I always say when he called John Lewis and John McCain cowards and wusses, I was done then.
When he sat across from me on Celebrity Apprentice as a blithering idiot.
You never once during Apprentice, you're like, this guy could be president, especially lead the nation.
Never once. And I would tell, I've been on a lot of television programs with other people.
Yeah.
And I've rarely thought while I was working on those programs, wow, this person could be president.
Yeah.
But if I were going to go through those people, he's not even in the top of the bottom. I mean, Jon Stewart would be a horrible president.
Yeah.
But he's way above Trump.
And when it comes to the election, like, do I believe
that Pauly Shore?
Hey, man, what he did to revitalize the downtown stand-up scene is an actual an action item I can point to as an improvement.
Flavor Flav!
A broken clock is right twice a day could be his campaign slogan. Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, I believe back in the day, I do believe 72 million people thought this guy was their guy. Mm-hmm. And I do believe 78 million were like, yikes! Mm-hmm. And voted the other way, regardless of who the other person was.
Yep.
Because of COVID. And I don't think there's much more to it than that.
What do you mean? Because of COVID? Oh, yeah.
Because the way he was handling COVID. Because of getting on press conferences and championing hydrochloroquine made a bunch of suburban people go like, I kind of like something better.
You've hit on my big concern.
What's that?
The Writers Guild.
Oh, right. Yeah. This is the horror. Want to hear the horror that he's about to say?
Oh, no.
Lay it on us.
So the Writers Guild goes on strike in the late 80s, mm-hmm. and we get cops and the militarization of police subsequently.
Oh, right.
Writers strike. That's the
problem. Yeah.
Okay.
And they strike again in the 2000s, mm-hmm. and we get Celebrity Apprentice and the fallout from that.
Oh, gosh.
Which horsemen of the apocalypse are they letting out of the box now? Yeah.
Turns out we need our shit written.
Yeah, we really do.
We need it much more.
We wanted excitement.
Yeah.
That people didn't write. And boy, have we got it. Let's have real cops that are militarized. Let's have a fucking whack job as president.
Yeah.
What are they going to give us now?
Oh,
let's have giant bees. Giant wasps.
You know, if we used nukes to blow the earth a certain distance away from the sun, it would cure global warming. That's good. the show about launch the nukes.
Yeah. What's that going to do?
Oh, man. That was... I am authentically struck. Ready, Rich.
It's a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I don't really understand strikes anyway. Because if you know you're going to strike, what does it do? I mean,
it's just like the ultimate of calling everyone's bluff, I guess, right?
I guess so. Or it's game of chicken.
Yeah. And this one is a weird one because they do want to make concessions, but then they can do it in a way that the producers can do it in a way that they could not have to do it. And they cannot create work situations that where they would have to pay any of the things they say they're going to pay. And that's the weirdest thing to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. But a friend of mine who is a fabulous writer said, which I thought was really touching. He said, I don't know about these two sides on the writer's strike. He said, I'm a writer and sometimes I get up in the middle of the night and I am compelled to write.
Yeah,
I have to write. I need to write. He said, the other side of this argument, they get up in the middle of the night and need to give notes on stuff. Is that an honest need?
Yeah.
That they want to give notes and make deals?
Yeah.
Middle of the night? I don't know.
Yeah. The other thing, I think Mike Schur was interviewed on a podcast called The Town, and he started with The Office and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. He makes a compelling argument about... You know, we try to compartmentalize and reduce all the facets of TV, like how we've gotten, you know, streaming and all this stuff has created more networks and more platforms that need programming than ever before. This is how you get people to fill all those positions. If all these streamers and all these people still want good programs, you have to get them in the same pipeline where they not only do their job, but also learn how to do other people's jobs so that they can grow to become, you know, to go from assistant writer to head writer to showrunner, you know, like that kind of stuff. Like you have to be part of the big process or whatever. And I relate in that, like, fool us. I'm very lucky. My job could be done at home. mm-hmm. and I could never be on set at all, you know? And instead what's happened is that over the, whatever the last 10 seasons is, I've gotten to know that show inside and out from every single perspective.
And still can't win.
And still can't, still can't get anything by you. And it's really cool to understand the inner workings of a gigantic show like that. It's really fun to kind of know all the different aspects.
Wish I did. I just sit there.
And I do feel like I would feel much more, I mean, the phone's not ringing, but I would feel more qualified going to another show, getting to be behind all the nuts and bolts of Fools like I have versus like just submitting stuff off of my laptop from home. So I don't know. We'll see.
And we'll see our shows will start to go away, right? That's what happens. For a while, everything's in the pipeline.
Just yeah, yeah. Different people are heading different ways or whatever. Yeah, I would see Ninja Warrior, American Ninja Warrior taping. Mm-hmm. Really sweet. So a listener was friends with the host of American Ninja Warrior mm-hmm. and heard about me saying about my kid was complaining that he wanted to drain our pool so we could build a Ninja Warrior course in our backyard. And I was fighting with him saying that come July and August, a full pool is very valuable. Mm-hmm. So he got the host to send a video to our kids saying, tell dad to drain that pool. Get up there. Get ready to run. Which is very funny. So I had my kids record a video back, the thank you note or whatever. They were floored to see the host of one of their favorite shows talking to them. He turned out to be, as Matt Eisman, turned out to be totally classy guy. Said, hey, we're doing tapings in Vegas. If you want to come to one, come on out. So he put us on the VIP list for American Ninja Warrior. And went out and taped that. I went and saw a taping out there in the middle by the South Point, those crazy obstacle courses.
Oh, yeah.
Then he invited my kids up to the tower where they broadcast from.
Oh, really?
And showed them the whole thing from their perspective and how their job works and everything. And my kids were just lit up. Matt Asman's very cool guy. One of the learnings from that is that they were taping two seasons at once. And that's definitely people getting ready to handle the writer's strike and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how it all goes.
That may be why we're. Is that why we're doing two seasons?
I mean, for CW to have you're doing a season and a half, yeah. So it is interesting to get that order to get an order for a crazy amount of episodes that isn't one you ever got before. Might have to factor maybe.
I don't know.
They did know about this upcoming in January.
Yeah. But you're a game show. That's right. You're part of reality, buddy.
I know. We are part of reality. Who thought that I would be part of reality? When do we think that would happen? Ah, there we go. By the way, Eric Avery.
Oh, yes.
Her husband told her you should listen to a podcast.
So this is the week, right?
Yeah, she wins the contest of the week, and she's from Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Yes.
And the back page of the magazine The Week has always a contest for a caption contest.
Yeah.
And we saw this name, Eric Avery, who would win over and over and was from Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And her husband told her, you need to listen to this podcast.
Because the podcast was about you and Carrie trying to take her down.
Yeah. And she said, not another fucking podcast. And he said, no, you're going to like this one. And she said, who would have thought that I'd listen to a podcast where my life was threatened?
It's the title of the episode.
Yeah. And she listened, and now we're writing back and forth. And Carrie, or as Siri calls her, Kari, has been writing to her too. And they've become friends.
Ah.
And they brainstorm on the week.
Oh, hilarious. So hilarious.
I have stopped. If you were planning on going to kill Erica Avery in order to please me, I no longer want her killed.
The mission's off. We call it off. Pack it up, guys.
Actually, you can get a little whistle that goes on the front of your car. So it'll scare Eric Avery away if you're driving through Greenfield.
Now, do we get a sense? Does she write at a coffee shop? She write at home? Do we know now? What's her process?
She was not giving up much of that.
Is she known as a funny person amongst her friends? Was she quiet?
She didn't give up any of that.
Oh.
I guess I should ask her.
She's still an enigma.
I'll ask her to report back. But for now, that was Penn Sunday School. That was Penn Sunday School. Cha-cha-cha.
Who are you, Erica?
You become naked. We'll be right back.
John Ton Soup on the chat suggested Penn JMS.
You have anybody to thank there, Matt Donnelly?
Yeah, I want to thank people who love supporting the show with a little bit of jingle from their own wallets, and man, do we appreciate it. Thank you to Jeremy R22, Winter Wierkowski, Kristen Kladick, Michael Cohen, Dr. Scooplittle, Joe Mastrangelo, Jeremiah Jenkins. I will say anything you want me to say if you subscribe at patreon.com/pen. I am like a Matt puppet. Jesse Miller, Alexander Hoffman, Danny Olwine, Stephen Volcano, Jim, the magician who would love to perform on the new Penn & Teller block trick, naked. Scooped Mids and Paul McBride, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.